The astonishing glories of Sri Advaita Prabhu, 032. Very special story that can only be found in select authorized biographies about Advaita Prabhu. This is a story of Achyuta, Gaur, and Radhakund during his one and only visit to Brajadham. Mahaprabhu was accompanied by a few devotees, including the sannyasi Achyutananda, who was Advaita Prabhu's first son. Achyutananda was a lifelong sannyasi and Bal Brahmachari. While wandering around Govardhan Hill in the ecstasy of Krishna Prema, Mahaprabhu was asking everyone, Radhakund kaha, Radhakund kaha, where is Radhakund, where is Radhakund? But the Brijvasis looked at him dumbfoundedly and said, nobody knows where it is. Hearing this, Gauranga fainted on the spot in Mahabhav. At that time, Achyutananda shouted Radhakrishna Nam while crying intensely. When hearing Radha's name, Gaura woke up and roared while crying, where is Radhakund? Then Sri Achyuta said, O Mahaprabhu, listen to me and I will tell you about the esoteric truths of Sri Radhakund. Mahaprabhu, it is you alone who have decided to reveal the location of these two transcendental places. Kundeshri Radha's pond has inconceivable power, and so does Shyamkund. Even Anantashesh, with his thousands of mouths and all the devatas together, can never reach the limits of Shyamkund and Radhakund, or to speak of a simple fool like me, Chitananda continued. Listen, Mahaprabhu, Sri Radhakund is the place where Kundeshri Sri Radha continually resides. You can see that with your own eyes. Who can estimate the limit of the glories of Sri Radhakund? The transcendental waters of Radhakund can wash off everyone's sins. Radhakund is Krishna's transcendental potency. Radhakund is an eternally perfect transcendental powerhouse. Simply by remembering Sri Radhakund, all one's sins are destroyed. If one speaks about Radhakund, faith and transcendental dharma will increase. And simply by seeing or touching Sri Radhakund, Krishna Bhakti will appear in one's heart. By bathing in Radhakund, one will attain Krishna Bhakti. If one dies on the bank of Radhakund, he will attain the eternal seva of Sri Krishna. The advanced Vaishnavas living in Radhakund start crying immediately as soon as they hear the transcendental divine name of Radhakrishna. Merely by seeing and taking darshan of Sri Radhakund, all afflictions are destroyed. One will forget the material world and transcendental bliss will expand within his or her mind. Shyamkund is as dear to Krishna as Radhakund. Sri Nanda Nandan Bhagavan Sri Krishna is eternally present in Shyamkund. And anyone who sees Shyamkund and Radhakund will actually see the very form of Sri Krishna. Anyone who drinks the water of Radhakund or bathes in Radhakund will attain Radha and Krishna. tightly embracing Sri Achyuta for his beautiful, glorious discussion. In great loving ecstasy, Mahaprabhu said, "O Achyutananda, by hearing the glories of Sri Radhakund, I consider my life and mind to be blessed. O Achyuta, just behold Radhakund's characteristics. Just by seeing Radhakund, all mental anxiety and disturbances are destroyed." After saying this, Gauranga roared out, "Radha!" And hearing this loud recitation of Radharani's name, all the Brijbasi animals and Brijbasi birds began crying in ecstatic love. Not only the mobile, but even the immobile creatures started crying in ecstatic love after hearing Gauranga shout, "Radha! Radha! 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 Radhe, 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 Jai, 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 Shri Radhe. Radhe, 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 Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe." Then Rasaraj Mahaprabhu, absorbed in Premamrit, dove into the waters of Radhakund, and then he bathed in Shyamakund. Deeply entering the mood of Kundeshri Radha, Mahaprabhu then loudly cried, "Mera Prananath Kaha, Mera Prananath, Meri Prananath Kaha, Meri Prananath Kaha. Where is the Lord of my life? Where is Shyamasundar?" Then Gauranga fainted and fell to the ground. Astonished and amazed at this, and seeing Gauranga's body motionless on the ground, Achyutananda cried, "Ha ha! Ha ha, Pranagor! Ha gor! Ha gor!" And he started crying incessantly. After a while, Achyutananda became peaceful, and then he started gravely chanting, "Hari, Hari, 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 Hari." Then after a long time passed, Gauranga Mahaprabhu slowly came back to consciousness. And then he jumped up and started dancing euphorically, chanting, "I've attained Radhakund, I've attained Radhakund. Shyamakund and Radhakund have revealed themselves to me in order to bestow mercy upon all the fallen souls of Kali Yuga." And then Gaurachandra held Achyutananda's hand, and together, in great love, they circumambulated Radhakund and Shyamakund, Radhakund Prikama. Together they were chanting the Maha Mantra, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare." Thus concludes the story Avachuta, Gaur, and Radhakund.